Electric furnace slash air handler with strip heat. Anatomy and service. A whole unit field guide to electric resistance heat. The air handler. The heat strip elements. Sequencers vs relays. How it's wired and staged. Temperature rise and the failure points like burned elements, open limits, and fusible links. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. An electric furnace heats air by running house current through resistance wire. The same principle as a toaster, scaled up. There is no flame, no combustion, no flue, no gas. That makes it the simplest heating equipment to diagnose. It's almost entirely an electrical problem when it fails. In practice, electric furnace and air handler with strip heat are the same animal viewed two ways. A straight electric furnace is a cabinet with a blower and electric heat elements. An air handler is the indoor unit of a heat pump or AC system. And when it carries electric heat elements, those strips serve as backup/emergency heat pump, or the only heat cooling only with electric heat. Either way, the heating hardware is identical. Resistance elements, a blower, and the controls that stage them. How it's built. Cabinet and blower. A squirrel cage blower PSC or ECM moves return air across the elements and out to the supply. On a heat pump air handler, the same blower also moves air across the indoor coil for cooling and heat pump heating. Heat strip elements. Coiled nichrome resistance wire strung on ceramic insulators, mounted in the airstream downstream of the coil. Sized in kilowatts. Common residential banks are 5, 10, 15, or 20 kW, built up from individual 5 kW elements. Element controls. Sequencers or relays slash contactors. Each element or pair is switched on by either a sequencer thermal time delay relay that closes slowly a few seconds after it's energized, or a definite purpose contactor slash relay closes instantly. Sequencers stage the elements on one at a time over several seconds so you don't slam the whole load on at once. Limits and fusible links. Each element bank has a primary high limit autoreset and usually a secondary one-shot fusible link slash thermal cutoff that blows permanently if the element overheats badly, typically from airflow loss. The limit is the reset table safety. The fusible link is the last-ditch one-time fuse. Disconnect slash whip and breaker. Electric heat pulls big amps, so it has heavy feeders, often a dedicated breaker or two, and frequently field-installed fuses on the heat kit. How it's wired and staged. Electric heat is a current monster. A 10 kW strip on 240 volts pulls about 42 amps by itself. That's why it's fed with large conductors and broken into stages. Single-stage thermostat W energizes the heat kit. The sequencers bring elements on in steps. Heat pump application W/aux/M. The strips are backup. On a normal heat call, the heat pump runs. The strips only come on when the thermostat calls. Auxiliary heat pump can't keep up slash low outdoor temp or emergency heat pump locked out. Strips do all the work. The thermostat and slash or an outdoor thermostat decide when to release the strips. Blower interlock. The blower must run whenever elements are energized. The fan circuit is interlocked so you can't cook the elements in still air. Lose the blower and the limits slash fusible links are all that stand between you and a fire, which is exactly why they're there. In the field, sequence of operation. On a call for electric heat, thermostat closes the heat circuit to blower energizes to the first sequencer slash contactor closes and brings on element 1 to a few seconds later the next stage closes, and so on up the bank to elements heat the passing air to unsatisfy. The controls open in reverse and the blower runs a short off delay to dump residual heat. With a heat pump in the picture, the strips only enter on an aux/emergency call as above. Normal values and targets. Current per element, roughly 5 kW per about 21 amps at 240 volts. So a full 10 kW bank about 42 amps, 15 kW about 63 amps, 20 kW about 83 amps, drawn in stages. Verify each element's amp draw with a clamp. A dead element reads zero on its leg. Temperature rise. The rating plate rise band still rules, commonly somewhere in the 20 to 50 degrees range for electric heat depending on kW and CFM. Too high equals airflow problem. Too low equals an element isn't firing. Voltage. Typically 240 volts, sometimes 208 volts commercial. Element wattage scales with the square of voltage, so an element run on 208 instead of 240 puts out noticeably less heat. That's normal. Just know the supply. Sequencer timing. Stages should close a few seconds apart over maybe 10 to 60 seconds total. All stages should eventually be closed on a full call in cold weather. Common faults and what they mean. No heat at all. Blower runs. Heat call isn't reaching the elements. Bad sequencer slash contactor coil. Open limit. Blown fusible link. Tripped breaker on the heat circuit. or a control wiring fault. Weak heat slash low temperature rise. One or more elements not firing. Clamp each leg. A 10 kW unit only pulling 21 amps has one 5 kW element dead. Open element. Open fusible link or a stage that isn't closing. Breaker trips on heat call. Shorted element. To ground slash case. A damaged feeder. Or a sequencer slash contactor welded closed slamming full load. Mega or own the elements to ground. Blown fusible link slash thermal cutoff won't reset. These blow from overheating. Almost always an airflow loss, dirty filter, failed blower, closed dampers or a stuck closed element control with the blower off. Replace the link and find why it cooked, where the new one blows too. Heat pump system runs strips constantly. Aux slash emergency staying on means the heat pump isn't heating low charge. Bad reversing valve, defrost stock or the outdoor slash indoor thermostat logic is releasing strips too early. The strips are masking the real fault and spiking the electric bill. Tech tips and gotchas. Clamp every leg. Electric heat diagnosis is mostly which element is pulling its amps and which isn't. A clamp meter on each element conductor tells you instantly. Expected per element about 21 amps at 240 volts. A blown fusible link is a symptom, not the disease. It blew because something overheated. Replace it and find the airflow loss or stuck control, or you're coming back. Strips running on a heat pump in mild weather is a flag, not normal. If the customer's bill is high and the strips run a lot above about 35 to 40 degrees outdoor, the heat pump side needs investigating, not just the strips. Respect the amperage. A 20 kW kit is over 80 amps of resistance load. Verify the breaker, feeders, and any heat kit fuses are correct and tight. Loose lugs on this much current burn up. Sequencers fail slow, contactors fail welded, a sequencer that won't close equals no stage, a contactor welded closed equals a stage that won't shut off and can overheat with the blower off. Diagnose accordingly. Safety slash code notes. Electric heat conductors, overcurrent protection, and disconnects follow any CE requirements. The equipment's listed MCA minimum circuit ampacity and Mach maximum overcurrent protection on the data plate govern wire and breaker sizing. Honor them. The blower element interlock is a safety, not a convenience. Never wire elements to energize without the blower. Don't bypass a fusible link or jumper a limit to get heat. Those prevent an overheated element from starting a fire. A disconnecting means within sight of the unit is required per NEC section 440/section 424 provisions for the equipment. Verify it's present and that you lock out before working on a heat kit.